My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I got a great program lined up for you today. Bottom of hour number 2, we'll have George Rodriguez will be with us. We'll talk about what's going on in Texas. The Dallas mayor has switched parties. And we'll talk about that. We'll also get his thoughts on where things are headed in Texas and an update from him on what's going on in San Antonio, which is just a little bit closer to the border than I am, and lots going on with regards to that. So we'll get all that from George coming up. Also coming up, top of the next hour, Chris Heiser is going to be with us. He's running for Congress in Maryland. We'll get into some interesting conversation with Chris. And we're starting out today with, I've got two individuals scheduled that are from the state of New Jersey. And New Jersey is the number one state in diversity, equity, and inclusion. They are at the top of the list for including sodomites and killing babies. And we definitely have a problem in New Jersey. So let's talk with a gentleman who's addressing that issue, Pastor Clyde Cook. Pastor Clyde, welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it, Pastor. It's definitely an honor and a privilege to be on your show this morning.
I appreciate you being here. You're doing, you know, what we're called to do, right? We have to engage and in these places where the enemy's taking a stronghold, and New Jersey certainly seems to be one of those places.
Yes, sir. It definitely is. It's a lot of work that has to be done here in New Jersey. We have to understand that the status quo will do anything and everything just to appease those individuals that continue to indulge in, you know, sin.
Yeah. Well, and the other problem is, and a lot of these businesses are finding that out, once people begin to discover what those businesses are about, like your Bud Light and different things of that nature, Target is another example, people stop shopping there. I mean, it doesn't actually work. They may try to paint a picture of it, but the reality is that people are seeing through these corporations who seem focused on attacking our kids and destroying our families.
Yes, they certainly do. I mean, it's about, you know, the fabric of our nation, you know, being very different now, comparison to how it was before. You know, the adjustments that people are making just to make, you know, individuals comfortable. A lot of these companies have embraced, you know, the model of what's going on in our nation, and it's very sad.
Is it, I guess the question, because I know that there, you know, obviously you're focusing on the issue of education, and that is where a lot of this indoctrination is taking place. Do you believe that there is indoctrination and grooming going on with our children?
Oh, definitely. I believe that we have that big issue going on here in our state. Of course, part of what's taking place right now, we have, you know, our legislators being push towards, you know, allowing the practice and changing curriculum when it comes to sexuality and the schools and teaching our kids, you know, starting from kindergarten and up about their sexuality is something that, you know, shouldn't be infringed upon. It's really the choice of a parent to decide what their child want to learn behind closed doors.
Are kids at a place even to consider, you know, those kinds of permanent decisions, whether it be the drugs or surgery? Do you think children are capable of those kinds of decisions?
No, I believe that their young minds are not capable of making those decisions. We can't expect, you know, children to have an adult mindset where they can make decisions that's not beneficial for themselves. You know, without the guidance of parents and parents' involvement, it makes it quite difficult for kids to be able to grasp and understand. Of course, you can teach things in school, but, you know, the thing is a learning process, and it's like programming a computer. You put certain things in it that you want to be in it, but when there's no parental input, when parents are excluded instead of included, it creates a big problem.
You came out of the foster care system You had a challenging childhood. You had a mom who became an addict, and I believe your father was absent from your life. Am I correct in that
statement? Yes. I grew up pretty much in a foster care system. I was blessed to have a great foster mother that instilled in me Christian values, being a preacher herself. Without her, I believe my life would be 100% different. You know, I thank God for her life, and sure. I thank God for her guidance.
Well, and I guess to my thought process in asking you that question, you are a perfect example of what is possible with the right kind, as you just mentioned, the right kind of input, the right kind of influence. And that, it seems to me, in reading about what your campaign is about, that's really what you're trying to offer to the young people and the youth and the state of New Jersey as a whole.
Definitely. You know, it's always been about, my campaign's always been about transparency, knowing what's going on around you, understanding what's going on around, you know, around you. And then secondly, it's about accountability, being able to live and be accountable, you know, basically for your actions and understanding that you accept and embrace what you're pretty much getting yourself into. You know, when it comes to so many different things throughout our state and nation, it's no accountability, where we're not holding anybody accountable. Everything and anything is going right now.
Right. Right. Well, I think, you know, the other piece to this is the pushback becomes, well, you know, the system is broken, and we can acknowledge that there's problems in the system, or the educational opportunities are retarded by whatever the situation might be. But you're someone who can come at this from the perspective of saying, yes, and in spite of all of that, look what can happen.
Oh, definitely. You know, I want our focus to really be on, you know, going a different direction with things. You know, one of the key things that we have that have really impacted us is the way that people vote. You know, they lack a lot of knowledge when they come to voting for individuals into office. They select people that are constantly either on the D side or on the R side. But what about the humanity side? What about the Christian side? What about the side that, you know, God is going to hold us accountable for our actions and the things that we do? You know, knowledge is power. And when we lack the knowledge because we are not educated to understand exactly what we're doing, it creates a lot of problems. And that's why our nation is really going through right now, because, you know, instead of being a nation under God, we're a nation under man. Instead of doing what we are, you know, supposed to do, you know, keep in mind being God fearing over mm-hmm. everything that we do, we're just going a different direction with things.
You know, I opened up because, I mean, these are statistical realities. That the Human Rights Commission, in fact, said that New Jersey is one of the leading states in their most recent, what they call their 11th annual Municipal Equality Index. And that has to do with the promotion of the LGBTQIA agenda. And when it comes to cities offering, for example, trans inclusiveness, in just in the last 10 years, New Jersey has gone from roughly 4 or 5 cities to over 180 that are offering trans inclusiveness, which is obviously promoting the very thing that we have so many detransitioners now finally beginning to gain a voice, and people like Riley Gaines who are coming out and saying, hey, these people don't belong in our sports. They don't belong in our restrooms, things of that nature. Now, I pose this to you, Pastor, because whenever I get into these conversations with quote-unquote Republicans, Democrats, it's a foregone conclusion where they're coming from. But with Republicans, they say, well, these are social issues, and we really can't talk about morality. How do you respond to that?
Well, I understand it's a touchy subject that nobody wants to tread upon, and that's basically because they're worried about how what people will think about them. At the end of the day, we have to stand on biblical morals. And one thing that Democrats don't believe in is standing on biblical morals. They will step outside the box to do anything to achieve a vote. And that's not, you know, basically standing on biblical morals. It's adjusting to, you know, the status quo's agenda of being able to do whatever they can do for a vote. While Republicans, on the other hand, will stand for biblical morals. They will stand for, you know, the rights towards the quality way of life of everybody, regardless of race, color, creed, or religion. You know, the thing is we also got to understand the importance of everything. Republicans are not scared to basically stand up and voice their opinion when it comes to, you know, different same sex or different sex being together. It is a topic that is a touchy topic, but we're not scared to talk about those topics because, you know, we have to address it. I mean, there are biblical morals that Republican Party do stand for. And at the end of the day, guess what? We stand for what we believe in. That's in that Bible.
You know, one of the things you said earlier in our conversation that I think is so important is the difference between where we get our rights, where we get our liberties, where we get our freedoms. On the one hand, you know, the secular ideology, the Democrats' ideology is secular humanism, and it's the idea that man is the one who gives us those rights. He holds those rights. And ultimately, I think what people miss is that when man is the one that's in control of all of that, based on his own subjective ideas, the line is consistently changing, predicated on what man feels like that line ought to be, as opposed to those of us who believe in the objective view of God. And that is, yes, all men are created equal, but thrusting, there are certain things that you can't live under and then continue to be a productive and healthy society.
Well, of course, you can see that we're living in the sign of the times and things aren't getting any better. You know, the Bible's fulfilling itself. You know, right now, you know, the lifestyles that we're living is unhealthy. You know, it's unhealthy to the spirit as well as unhealthy, you know, physically. The thing is we have a lot of people that have the liberty of being able to express themselves in so many different ways, you know, especially when it comes to their religious beliefs and what they stand for, down to, you know, their sexuality and genderification as far as what they feel that they are, whether they're a male or female or, you know, in between. At the end of the day, we also have to understand the nature of things from the spiritual aspect that we're dealing with the spirit when it comes to, you know, individuals that feel that they're neither male or female. And it's a warfare. It's all about spiritual warfare, having the knowledge of spiritual warfare, understanding, you know, that we're dealing with a greater force that is not necessarily good, but evil. You know, if we continue to embrace things such as it is by allowing things to be the opposite of what it of what people are saying that they are, then it just creates bigger problems here in our country, in our state. And, you know, it also shows a poor example to others throughout other countries.
Would you agree that the breakdown in the social, sexual, moral conduct that we're talking about in these agendas like LGBTQ, like abortion and so on, also lead to an increase in crime and even violent crime?
I believe it opens doors for just about anything and everything, because you got to remember that it's all a diversion. I mean, truthfully, you know, it's about willing back into God. And that's something that man doesn't understand about willing back into God. You know, our spirit is willed into God, but our bodies are not. And we have, you know, we have to subject our bodies by our spirit, you know, to live right, to do right, you know, to conduct ourselves in a godly fashion. You know, it's hard for man to understand when man doesn't grasp or embrace God. You know, right. They're doing everything and anything that they feel that they want to do and how they believe and define life to be. And in actuality, is not the case. You know, we have to will back into God. We have fallen out of God's grace. And for that reason, you know, these open doors have opened where, you know, we have things going on that shouldn't be. And our nation is in the condition that it's currently in based off the fact that, you know, man lacks the spiritual knowledge and understanding of what reality is all about.
And just to be clear on what I'm saying, folks, when I'm connecting, see, the that is why in the 45 goals of the Communist Party, one of their primary things is to destroy the moral fabric of the culture. Because once they've eliminated morals, then they have eliminated any barriers to any other kind of activity. And that's why I'm saying that once you destroy those moral barriers, then you have the stealing and the carjacking and the disrespect of personal property and all of those things that are associated, rapes and murder of babies and all of the wars and so on. All of that is a direct result of the initial breakdown and removal of basic conscience and moral barriers. I want to shift gears as we go into our final moments, because I want to give you an opportunity to talk specifically about the things that you see in Senate District 5 that you're running for and what you hope to be able to accomplish for your constituents.
Well, here in District 5, there's a lot going on. When we talk about the corruption and the things that take place with individuals being in office and placed into office to do a job. These individuals are placed into office to do a job by the voters. Once they get into office, the focus is not on handling the business of the people, or, you know, by providing them the best quality way of life. It's more focused on serving the status quo and special interests. Special interests are those individuals such as corporations and other leaders that continue to bring us into digression. You know, we don't progress, we degress, and we struggle, we go through. You know, part of my campaign is talking about working together to better the quality way of life when it comes to cutting the spending costs and lowering taxes, putting New Jersey first and to be a primary example to other states throughout the country. You know, what this whole thing is about, ensuring that our kids have the proper education, and making sure that, you know, our focus is on teaching our kids things that are productive, such as, you know, penmanship, being able to write and sign a check, than to focus on, you know, their sexuality, protecting the elections, you know, making sure that elections are run properly and that we don't have people, you know, sitting up there misleading folks by vote by mail, telling them, you know, that voting early helps make a difference when it actually doesn't. Going to the polls make a difference because it ensures that your vote counts. Affordable health care, making sure that everybody has the proper opportunity to be able to have affordable health care, regardless of, you know, their classification, whether they're middle class, upper class, or lower class. At the end of the day, I believe that everybody deserves to have the rights to have their prescriptions filled. You know, they deserve the rights to be able to go to the doctors of their choice. And they deserve the rights to be able to have, you know, an opportunity to live and not die. And looking at other topics as far as ending hardship and homelessness, we have so much homelessness throughout our whole entire state, as well as through the nation. There's homelessness everywhere, but yet we're sending cash overseas to fight other people's wars and to help other people out without winning the war here first. You know, we have a war going on, a spiritual war going on, and we have to understand that, you know, lack of knowledge is lack of power. And why are they not empowering the people instead of, you know, band-aiding the people? A lot of folks are, you know, lacking the understanding that every municipality is given funding to help, you know, aid those who face homelessness. But, you know, those monies are dried up in the county perspective. And the municipalities that have the responsibility, where is the money going? So the accountability have to be when we look into their budget, when we sit up there and we hold random forensic audits that would basically hold people accountable about the spending. Folks aren't aware because they don't attend meetings. when it comes to, you know, their municipalities are going to Trenton to sit down with lawmakers to see what's going on. They're unaware because they don't have involvement, and they need to have involvement. I also want to ensure that, you know, we look at the support for our seniors and our veterans, especially in those who are in nursing homes right now. You know, they're going through because, you know, we had a COVID situation in which the individual I'm running against, she's over Veterans Affairs, but nevertheless, she didn't do what she needed to do to ensure the safety and livelihood of our veterans, our disabled, and our seniors.
Sure.
Very important. You know, there's been a lot of seniors' deaths in these nursing homes, and it hasn't been addressed.
Let me ask you a final minute, but let me ask you this question. New Jersey has been a Democrat stronghold since, I believe, around 1988. What makes now the time that that can change? Final minute.
This is an opportunity for everybody to embrace the chance of being able to turn things around, because we have approximately 3 Senate seats that we need to turn, 4 Assembly seats that we need to turn in order to go a different direction. This is a year where we do not have a presidential race, nor do we have a governor's race taking place. I lead, as well as others who are running for Senate and Assembly and local positions. We want to make a difference and go a different direction, and we need people's support. This is an opportunity to seize the minute, moment, turn the tables, and go a different direction that's going to be positive, productive, for a better quality way of life for us all.
Clyde Cook, Pastor Clyde Cook, cook4njsenate.com is where you can learn more about what he is about, what he's running for, and why he needs the support of those not only in his Senate district, but throughout the state of New Jersey and wherever you might be listening to this program. Again, cook4njsenate.com, Pastor Clyde Cook. Pastor, thanks for being with me today. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Pastor Gray Young. I appreciate you.
All right, we will be back. Well, thank you, sir. Thank you. Hey, we'll be back with more. Noble Milton joins me on the other side as we continue our conversations about what's happening in the Garden State. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic's off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your ClanSlate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your ClanSlate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size, regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any difference. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Get more at the website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. All right, folks. Well, we're back in the Garden State once again. And according to the Human Rights Campaign, in partnership with the Equality Foundation, they released their 11th annual Municipal Equality Index on November 30th of this past year, and New Jersey scored 86 out of a possible 100, well ahead of the national average of 68. Yes, New Jersey is embracing the sodomite agenda. So exciting. Isn't that wonderful? Just great yep. stuff. They are also at the head. A year after Dobbs, New Jersey's abortion rights advocates celebrate wins. And why do they celebrate wins? Well, because their governor has said you can kill babies all the way up till the day they're born.
Exactly.
Yep, that's exactly what they're doing over there. So great place. There's some warriors, and we just talked with Pastor Clyde Cook about the battle that he's fighting for the right kinds of values. And I want to welcome my next guest to the program, who is also fighting that good fight. He is Milton for New Jersey Assembly. I want to welcome Noble Milton. Noble, welcome. Good to have you with me. Thanks for being here.
I am glad to be here. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, so let's get into your background, and I believe. Tell me a little bit about your background.
It's kind of funny. I've been basically a lifelong DJ from the 1980s. You know, from high school on. Got into real estate around 2005. Became one of the high selling agents in Emerson, New Jersey. Went through a hardship in the 2000s as well, in regards to foreclosure, lost a home, got into the development aspects of things. And even in the midst of my hardships, somehow God has been with me. And not only have I went through the things, but I came out smelling like roses, so to speak. You know, the the Shamrock, Meshach, and Abednego in a fire, you know, that was me. I was in that fire, and God kept me through and kept my kids through to where even one of my kids had the high score in the state of New Jersey. This kind of formed me to who I am today. It really allowed me to have a compassion on people who are going through hardships. And with the way things are going today, we're going to see more hardships than ever before. We see the economy going into a way where 80% of families are cannot sustain their livelihoods based on what they're making per week. And this is why I'm running for a general assembly here in New Jersey.
Now, I know one of the other key components of your campaign is focused on education and education reform and working on getting people a proper education. The education system seems to be broken everywhere. And when you look at what I just talked about, you know, you've got the Planned Parenthood push in there. They're celebrating, you know, removing parental rights and getting parents out of the way so that children as young as 8 and 9 years old can make these just horrifically life-changing decisions without any parental input. How do you push back against that? How do we educate parents and others to understand the dangers of those programs?
The unfortunate thing is you're not gonna educate parents on these. You can talk to them until you're blue in the face. You're not gonna change parents. You're not gonna change politics. You're not gonna change the Board of Education. You're not gonna change administrators. You're not gonna change teachers.
Okay,
they're set. Nothing's gonna change with showing facts, showing statistics, showing the suicidal rates among kids who are practicing things, showing all these things. It's not gonna change anything. The bottom line of all things is we have did a wonderful job of removing God out of our schools, removing God out of our politics, removing God out of our government. We couldn't have done it any better. We are phenomenal. We got to applaud the people who did the job of removing God away from things. And here's the results of what's happening. And it's getting worse. We have more kids today that are suffering from depression, more kids on prescribed drugs to cope with today's issues. And yet nobody seems to be like, well, that's just the norm. We're just going to just, you know, up the dose, so to speak, and move on and keep promoting, keep going down this road. You're not going to change these people. What we're seeing is we have to start being more literal of what the Bible's saying. We are in a spiritual battle, more so than ever before. And you think you're going to have some kind of policy to change things? That's not going to do anything. But the God himself, and until we start having people who are God-fearing in office, nothing's going to change. And that's what I'm moving on for.
So what you're saying is that we need to go back to what Paul talked about in Timothy about how we choose our leadership, and that we need to start choosing our leadership predicated on a faith-based belief system. That needs to become a key component in choosing who we're going to place our vote with.
And, you know, and I believe what Timothy also says, how can you be over the house of God if your own household is in disarray? And if you look at the politician and you start undressing people, you're going to start seeing their own children in situations. I mean, I don't want to mention names, but I point out, look up any politician that pushes these things and look at their own family. You're going to see that there's issues that they are going through that they can't handle. Yet they're over us. They're over our households.
Right.
And the Bible says that just can't be.
Well, it certainly means that we're going to bear that kind of fruit, or we're going to suffer those kinds of consequences that are a part of their own lives. I mean, if we choose that, then we're choosing that for ourselves and for our communities. And it sure seems like we're seeing that. I mean, when you look at stores that are having to board up and leave. I was just reading last night about Rite Aid. I remember when Rite Aid was, you know, one of the premier pharmaceutical. I mean, Rite Aid was like a 7-Eleven, only they had prescriptions, right? They had everything, you know, and now Rite Aid is getting ready to file bankruptcy.
That's it's exactly right. We had large developers in California pull back on billion-dollar projects because the surrounding businesses left. And we're seeing this come, and it's trickling across the country. You know, it may not be here in Jersey, but it's getting here. You know, we're getting so soft on crime. The bail reforms are destroying business like we've never seen before. It's actually kind of a license to steal. You know, that's what it is.
Right.
If I can steal $900 and not get in trouble, why not? So be it.
Well, and that's, you know, and as a real estate developer, I'm sure that you're seeing this in large number projects like you just mentioned, you know, billion-dollar projects where businesses are saying, no, I'm sorry, I won't go into that area because I know that I can't protect the inventory on my shelf. I imagine having been, I was in the subrogation business for a number of years. So I dealt with a lot of insurance companies on, you know, reimbursements of a sort. But relative to that, I would imagine that a lot of these insurance companies are beginning to say, no, if you open in that area, we won't insure.
That's exactly right. Well, back to California, insurance companies are pulling out, and they actually just started on another topic. They're removing natural disaster coverage. And that's a start of it. And that's how it's a soft removal, but it starts to expand into high crime areas. And then the insurance company said, we cannot cover the cost of your loss on these incidents. You know, you got involved with, you opened your business in a place that's known for crime. And how can people stay in business without insurance?
Right. Right. Well, no, absolutely. Well, and then when you have municipalities that are saying we're going to allow them to steal up to $900. And, you know, there was a viral video that went around about with two brothers, the guys in their store, and he's just taking his arm and just scooping stuff into a bucket. And somebody was videoing, you know, the deal or whatever. And the guys jumped him and they put him down on the ground and carried out basically a citizen's arrest. And then the municipality arrests the owners of the store, not the guy that was stealing, but the owners of the store. I mean, those kinds of encouragements are just absolutely devastating to business.
And this is what's going to happen. It's going to be this circular spiraling down of violence against violence. We're going to become a more of a violent society to protect ourselves. The violence is going to increase to those who are trying to protect themselves.
Right.
We have a government that's trying to hamper people from protecting themselves with the removal of gun rights. You know, so you see all the things of what's happening. It's all coming to full circle.
It's interesting. One of the things that I noticed in looking at New Jersey is that they are on the front edge of the DEI and ESG and really pushing all that. And so you've got, you've got these forecasters that are saying, oh, New Jersey is their economy. It's all on the rise. Everything's great. Everything's wonderful in New Jersey. But it's really about pushing a social agenda and trying to attract companies that will go along with the social agenda. Am I missing anything, or is that what you're seeing?
No, that's what they're doing. They're giving, you know, tax abatements like there's no tomorrow to certain businesses to come in. There are abatements to developers on certain things. But there's no long-term game plan to all of this. This is all great for now, but I can assure you 10 years down the road, we're going to be suffering the consequences of our choices today and what our governments are doing today.
When you look at what's happened to, you know, Bud Light is kind of the bigger story, but, you know, a Bud Light or a Target or Disney even. I mean, you know, Disney and DeSantis have gone to war, and I got into a debate with a couple of guests, one saying, hey, DeSantis is winning, another saying, oh, it's political suicide, and I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute, Disney has been programming and destroying young lives. We stopped Disney 20 years ago with my family. I mean, I was like, okay, that's we've run the course with them. But my point is that New Jersey as a state is a state that is embracing those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. Yet can they not see how people are actually reacting? I mean, billions of dollars in lost revenue by many of these companies.
They have more money coming in. And if you'll never see politicians back away from these liberal agendas. And they do very well with them. They have these major corporations are mandating them, penalizing those who don't go along with the programs, and penalizing anybody who stands in the way. And you see yourself, we had our own government, our own presidential government was keeping people quiet on social media.
Right. And by the way, they just got approval to go ahead and continue that. I thought that was kind of interesting. One of my attorneys has said to me, no, the reason for that is that the Supreme Court doesn't want to set a precedent and they want to let it work its way through the appellate system in Missouri. But I'm looking at that and thinking, okay, but the timing of this is just, how interesting, right? Right before the primaries, this is when we're going to have, the White House going out and threatening not only social media, but all major media, because they put out a letter that basically said, hey, don't step wrong on this whole Biden impeachment thing, or, we might send the FCC after you. And you know what that's like. Yeah. My background before I did, I've been doing the talk show for 11 years, but in the early 2000s, I did a show called A Dose of the Ghost, and it was holy hip hop with a message. And
okay.
Yeah, and we got syndicated for 5 years, and then in 2007, as you know, the FCC decided that Christian programming was not good for the public.
Yeah.
And so they changed it. We got in through, we were with Citadel and Clear Channel and all of these different ones as their hour of public programming, because we had great music, great content, and it was a positive vibe for the community. But when the FCC said that Christian programming is no longer a positive vibe for the community, they had to pull us.
Exactly. Anything God-related, anything... First of all, you can't even mention the name Jesus anywhere.
You can here. You're good here.
Okay. I'm glad about that.
Yeah.
But you're seeing it.
I hear you.
Publicly incorrect to say the name Jesus on TV or on radio.
Yep.
Or even on print. You don't see it in the newspaper. To even see the times even Trump mentioned Jesus was... Whoa, wow. He actually says the name Jesus. It's like, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
Because according to the Bible, says there's so much power in that name. And even saying it in public is so much power that the powers of principalities that are not of this world tremble. And we don't say that enough. We say God. We pray.
Yeah.
We're politically correct. And we're trying not to offend by not saying the name Jesus Christ. And that's the thing here. If we start mentioning that name more in all things, and literally speaking it, going into the Senate and speaking that name, and going into the schools and speaking that name, I can assure you that name, it says God's word will not return back void. What if we did that? What if we changed the way we do things today? Not just play politics, not talk about how we're going to change policy, but bring Christ back into every area that he was removed. And this is the only way we're going to change all things. This is the way we're going to change our children, change our teachers.
Well,
politicians,
Ryan Shivo, you are a street preacher. You spend time out in the
U.S. Sorry, I had a couple of clips that were said about this, but what you said that they're shutting that down. I mean, if you just do a search on street preacher arrested in the United States, you're going to be stunned by what you get. Exactly. 10 years ago when I started this program, 11 years ago, it was mostly in Europe and in London in particular, where they were shutting people, the street preachers down. Then it started to creep a little closer, and they got into Canada and with Trudeau, and they started to shut it down. But folks, I'm telling you today, just like we had warned back then, they're shutting them down here in the United States. If you're whether and in particular, the hot button items are abortion and the promotion of abortion, and then sodomy and the promotion of the sodomite agenda. And we need to be clear, that's exactly what it is. How are you planning in your campaign? Because obviously you're talking about God, you're talking about Jesus Christ. You're you're very upfront about that. How is that message resonating with your constituency, and how do you plan to continue to make that a part of your message?
It's, you know, the funny thing is it's not my concern how that I'm received. But what my concern is, am I pleasing the Father first? And this is the beautiful thing. I'm in the Estes County area, just Legislative District 29.
Okay.
First time in 20 years, the Republican Party for Estes County has gotten line A on the ballot. First time in 20 years. That's one. Two, we see the demise of the Democratic Party. Not because of the doing of the Republicans, but the doing of the Democrats their own selves. They're literally their own worst enemy. And if Republicans cannot do a better job than the Democrats in destroying their policies, you know, all we have to do is sit back and watch. And that's, you know, you saw with Bobby Menendez, the biggest thing. You know, Trump even addressed what he's doing. In fact, today he's launching a second campaign today.
Well, I would imagine that he is, when you consider that the president is we're looking at impeaching the president for those exact same things, and the White House is saying, hey, it's not a big deal. It's interesting to me. Wow, I hadn't drawn this correlation, but and I don't know if I've heard anybody else do it yet either. But, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, when Bill Clinton had his affair with Monica Lewinsky in the Oval Office, there are many who talked about that became the breach of the barrier of sexual normalcy and acceptance. Because if the gentleman who is sitting in the highest office of the land breaks the moral code, and I know people can say, well, what, you know, Kennedy, what about Kennedy? Yeah. But Kennedy didn't flaunt it.
Yeah.
Kennedy didn't put it out there in front of the public and suggest that it's all well and good.
Yeah, yeah.
Bill Clinton had no problem flaunting his sexual prowess. And he did it with an intern in the Oval Office.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Are we experiencing? I mean, so now we have, here we are, 40 years, 30 years later, and we have Joe Biden now, and he's involved in bribery. Now, is Joe Biden the first politician to be engaged in bribery? No, there was a guy just in the last 3 or 4 years, I can't remember his name right now, who was... Not other than Menendez, he was one that was tried, but there was another one that was tried as well that I seem to recollect, who got in trouble for it. We've had Republicans who have gotten in trouble for what they call campaign finance violations. They weren't even briberies. They were just, you didn't file the right paper at the right time, and so they came after him. A friend of mine down here in Texas had that happen to him. But is what Biden has done, do you think that's going to set a precedent now that just like gambling and sports, right? Now we've got, whether it's college football, professional football, baseball, it doesn't matter. You've got sponsorships by betting organizations that are sponsoring those games.
I believe that it's the Democratic Party itself that's pushing Biden out. I believe that he's at the end of his rope. He no longer can speak in public and say two words. And they know this. So in order to kind of have it justifiable, not going out because of dementia, but going out because of something else, of impeachment, this is all they have right now. And the irony is they don't have a replacement. We know that Kamala is not the replacement.
Right.
There were talks about Michelle Obama running, and her baggage is far too much for her to run.
Gavin Newsom, a lot of talk about Newsom.
Gavin's, I can see him throwing his hat in there. I can see the Democrats actually supporting Ted Kennedy. He'll be the front runner, and they'll push him down like they did with Ross Perot. He's in that category, kind of down.
You mean RFK, not Ted Kennedy. RFK. Robert. RFK,
yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Robert Kennedy Jr. Kennedy. Yeah. You said Ted, but it's okay. They ran a guy that campaigned from his basement, so I could see them. I think it's funny, kind of maybe Freudian in a way, but I think it's funny because we know that the Democrats actually, they win elections by having dead people vote. So why not have a dead person actually run and then get dead people to vote for him and then they could vote Ted Kennedy back in again. I think that's probably a very realistic Democrat strategy.
You're on to something. you finally launched a really valid plan for the Democratic Party.
I'm thinking.
They're taking notes, by the way.
Yeah. as long as they can get dead people to vote, they might as well get a dead guy to run. I mean, what the heck?
They're like, hold on, listen, write this down.
Good stuff. Oh, my goodness.
You may cause them to win.
There you go. I know, right? I know. All right. Listen, final couple of minutes. What are the things that you personally want to accomplish for your district?
The one of the biggest things I'm running for is obviously my stance on abortion.
Okay.
Some of my best friends are in the Democratic Party that are pushing the agenda of abortion. These are friends of mine for 30 years that are, running for office, that they're in office. And I love these people like I love my own family. And it breaks my heart that their stance on abortion is so prevalent. And they're so adamant of not understanding that. What if you found out that the cause of all things that are evil in a town starts because of the sacrificial things that are happening in Planned Parenthood and these abortions taking place.
Right.
And I tell people all the time, you draw a circle around Planned Parenthoods and you look at some of the crime statistics, the murder statistics, it's almost a life for life. And it's like, what's happening? And if you don't see that there's something in the spiritual realm going on, and by pushing this agenda and it's literally this abortion is nothing less than a sacrificial boy to the
absolutely
devil.
Absolutely
nobody else is benefiting. The mother who goes through the abortion ends up suffering from depression lifelong regret and there's story after story of this. They have programs which I'm hoping for where there's vans right now where women can get sonograms and see the baby, and it seems that close to 85% of women who see the baby before do not go ahead with the abortion.
Right.
With programs like that, I would love to see. But we do got to start with a foundation. The foundation is to eliminate the evil that's it's infiltrating our cities and our states. And you see them, they're marching. I think they had a big march for what are they doing in New York? They lit up the pagan goddess of abortions. They have a statue, I think, of a golden statue, right? In New York.
Yeah. They cheered when the legislature a few years back passed the whole thing where they were going to kill babies at birth. We're out of time here. Noble Milton, NobleMilton, NobleMilton.com, NobleMilton.com. Be sure and check out what Noble is trying to do to get New Jersey turned around. You know what? With God, all things are possible, brother. With God, all things are possible.
You know it.
All right. Hang tight just a second. Folks, we're going to take our break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this. Chris Heiser joins us on the other side.